In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Zoot zoot riot. Riot. It's May Day.
Happy May Day.
Happy May Day to all Let's unions.
Rabbit rabbit.
Rabbit rabbit, everyone.
What is May Day?
It's like a union thing.
I
think the oh my god, I'm triggered. The strike was
it started on
I think
May
it
Day?
Declared, yeah.
Ooh. Or like a loaded holiday.
May 3rd. Glad that's over.
Yeah.
Good times.
Great times. Great times. Sexomnia.
Yeah, I've seen this article a few times, but apparently it's like a new actual thing where you like fuck in your sleep.
What's that? A 38-year-old man reportedly tries to force his wife to have sex in the middle of the night, but has no memory of his actions when he wakes up.
That feels a little like you're just
a sex pest.
Badger your wife into fucking. I don't remember. Sexomnia?
They're like, it only happens to men.
It only happens to men who want to fuck their wives while they're dead asleep.
A married woman in her mid-20s often tears off her clothing and masturbates, but remembers nothing when her partner rouses her. I love that. That's also, it's men that are trying to fuck their wives and wives that aren't trying to fuck their husbands.
It's sex pests and nymphos. Mm-hmm. Classic nympho.
A 31-year-old masturbates while he's asleep, at times injuring his groin. Damn.
Whoa.
Embarrassed due to his unconscious behavior, he avoids relationship for 8 years.
Okay.
These are all clinically documented cases of sleep sex, or sexsomnia, part of a family of sleep disorders called parasomnias that include sleepwalking, sleep talking, sleep eating, and sleep terrors.
Wait, the avoiding, that's just you. There's probably bigger issues at hand if you're just, like, I think someone would probably be able to deal with that.
Yeah, also, I'm sure it's treatable.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
For half a dozen years.
Many parasomnias occur when the brain is not in a dream state. These are disorders of arousal. They most often occur during the slowest, deepest stage of sleep called delta sleep. It's like an alarm trigger goes off in the central nervous system and you go from your basement to your roof in no time flat. Your cognition is asleep. You're not with the program, but your body is activated.
Delta? So is that like deep
Delta's
REM?
Delta is like your deep, deep sleep.
Like the most REM?
It's not REM. REM is just a different sleep. Delta is like kind of usually for me, I think, when I track it, it's like when you first fall asleep, you'll be in like really deep sleep for maybe you get like an hour and some change of deep sleep a night.
Whoa.
And then you're in like REM and then you're in like light.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So it's like the event horizon of sleep.
Yeah. It's like you're fucking out.
It's a good horror movie.
Mm-hmm. This is a horror movie. It's difficult to study sexsomnia because unless people injure themselves, many have no idea of their conscious and sexual activity until a bed partner tells them about it. What if I'm like a fucking sex pest in my sleep and I have no idea?
Yeah, what if you're like cruising the streets of WeHo? Like,
I'm out here like humping pillows and like just like fucking getting buck wild in my bed alone. What if only Tony's the person that knows?
I'm imagining like Paranormal Activity style, like, someone sets up Ring footage and you just see someone standing and just going
just like jerking it, yeah, at all,
like,
hours.
Just like humping like a couch.
This sounds fake.
Yeah. But I've seen several headlines about it.
Oh, it's happening. A 2010 study quizzed 1,000 randomly selected adults in Norway and found out about 7% had experienced sexsomnia at least once in their lives. Well, 3% were currently living with the condition.
In Norway. What else are they going to do?
I know.
What else are they going to do but hump inanimate
objects? There are some people who will engage in sexual activity with their partner, and it's not bothersome to either one of them. So it's possible it could be consensual for some. Oof.
That's a curse.
That is a curse.
If you're the wife of someone, of a guy that's like, sorry, I don't remember. Who's my sex zombie?
Here's a good story. The episodes first began in 2005, according to one woman's husband. About twice a month, his wife would moan sexually and engage in dirty talk, words she never used while awake.
That's possession.
At times, the woman would fondle her husband during the night, and they would engage in sex until she became conscious and accuse her husband of forcing sex on her. That's literally like a Cosmo sex tip. This is just classic psychological torture that you can do on a man for fun.
When you don't know what to do, just be like...
When you don't know what to do, just pretend you're asleep, then be like... dick, cunt, dick, and my cunt, and then be like, and get your husband hard, and then as he starts fucking you, pretend to wake up and go, what?
What are you doing? Put that thing away. Fuck you, and then runs into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. She also masturbated while calling out other men's names, including that, this is Dodie.
The names in question are like, Legion, Beazel, Baal, like she's fucking Pazuzu. Paimon!
I believe that this is Dodie. This is the kind of shit that you can expect when you
get into a
relationship with Dodie. She's like, Jax!
Tom!
Put on drive. No.
Carter!
Drive! Oh, put it on.
Carter's like, what?
Wow. This woman refused to believe her husband's description of her behavior for years, finally seeking professional treatment in 2015 after her 9-year-old son heard her moaning while asleep.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah. This is Dodie's child's future.
Do you think she's pregnant?
I don't know. Are people saying that?
Who told us that they thought she was maybe pregnant?
I remember someone said, but I was like...
I hope she has a baby.
Look, I'm sure we'll know when it happens. Yeah.
They'll do like an us.
They're going to do like a whole tour. They'll do a media blitz.
They'll do a Star magazine front page.
They're going to tour the world, telling like various foreign leaders about Dodie's pregnancy.
What if she becomes like a fertility specialist?
She's like, you two can have fucking follicles rock and roll. You think your follicles can't rock? They can, and they can fucking roll.
I lived hard, I lived wild, and I've lived free. And I was worried about my follicles, but turns out they're all fucking intact.
Dodie would be a great fertility leader because she would be like, fuck raw, fuck without a condom, have unprotected sex, and let those follicles fucking rock, rock and roll.
I could see her leading like a fertility cult.
Mm-hmm.
And they worship her.
They just worship her.
She's going to be like Brigitte Nielsen having kids when she's like, how old was she? 60?
Brigitte was 60. That's wild.
Or like, was she in her 50s?
Either way.
Either way, it's crazy.
Either way, it's fucking cray cray.
Her kid's like 10 now, right?
Her kid's going to be like 20 when she's like 70. That's not that crazy, no. I guess. Many men do it.
I had friends growing up who had really old dads.
I just can't. Imagine, I feel like 50 is around the time that I'd be like, okay, I'm like ready to have a kid. So like if it's meant to be, then maybe I'll just be 50 and pregnant.
Look at Diane Keaton in Father of the Bride Part 2.
She was like 40 in that movie.
I know, but
she was my age.
She was actually like 50 in real life playing like a 40-year-old.
Yeah. Remember when that used to happen? Now it's literally like 22-year-olds playing 38-year-olds.
Estelle Getty was like 39 when she got cast as Sophia in The Golden Girls. No, but she was like literally like in her 50s.
Well, she had like short hair.
I know, but like they had people play down and play up.
So now this lady, let's see what they do to treat this. What triggers it? No one knows.
TikTok.
Wow. Some people say it's like sleep apnea causes men to have sexual behaviors in their sleep. So it's like a sleep apnea. This woman had to quit her high stress job, and then she began sleeping solidly for 6 to 7 hours.
She was like an air traffic controller.
They say people with a lot of stress become hyposexual, not interested in sex. And for others, it's the other way. So there's no absolute rule.
Whoa.
Yeah, medication can become habit forming. So you don't want to get them like hooked on Ambien. I think it's like you have shit going down in your personal life if you're a sexomnia.
Yeah.
Sex pest.
I'm just imagining someone like roaming the streets, just like humping bushes.
No, there's like humping pillows in their room and like damaging their groin. They're just like,
I'm not laughing. I mean, it's sad.
You are laughing.
Yeah.
It's okay to laugh.
Funny.
It's okay to laugh at sex pests, sexomnia pests.
Unconscious sex pests.
I'm like, if you're not just like a teenager, because I think sometimes teenage boys have like, they have dreams like that. Or they.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I had a wet dream in a pull-out bed with a friend.
Yeah. Like, that's one thing. But if you're an adult doing this, I'm like, get a grip. You got to go to therapy.
I remember I was like, oh no, I pissed the bed. And it was like sixth grade. And then I was like, why is it dry? I was like, oh. That was shocking.
That'd be jarring, yeah.
To be a boy and have a boy next to you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
to be covered in cum.
Covered in cum, thinking you pissed the pull-out bed.
But then you're just like, what is this?
In like the like lavender pre-dawn morning. And then be like, oh God, I'll just go back to bed. Maybe if I go back to bed, the piss will go away. And it did. Horror.
A 32-year-old millionaire social worker posed as a 13-year-old trafficked orphan.
It's basically orphan. She like pretended to be really young.
This is the true orphan.
Yeah.
Shelby Hewitt, 32, allegedly conned her way into Boston high schools. She kept up the fraud while working as a social worker. And no one knows why she did what she did.
Was she like going undercover?
Yeah, she was also known as... she had two pseudonyms, Ellie Blake and Daniela Blake Herrera. She conned her way into three high schools and a treatment center, even tricking a therapist and her partner.
Her partner?
Into becoming her foster parent? Her partner? How are you going to have a partner and then... How are you going to have a girlfriend and then be tricked into thinking that she's like a random teen? How are you going to have like a random teenager come into
that's
your life?
Literally like...
And you're like... Wow, that's I wish my girlfriend was around to see this. And then you're like, God, I have to tell you the craziest thing.
She goes, wait, I'll be right back. And then she comes back. It's literally Hannah Montana. She goes back out and she's like, hey, what's up? And she goes, oh my God.
I got to call Shelby. Shelby, get in here. And then he turns away and suddenly Ellie's not there anymore. He goes, gosh darn it, where's that teen?
And she goes, oh, that young girl, she said she was she said she was going out for pizza. And he's like, oh, so you saw her? Yeah, she seemed really sweet.
She seemed very young, 13 maybe.
And he goes, wait a minute, you didn't have braces before. Oh.
She goes, what?
What are you talking about?
But, like...
So what? She did it for, like... She was doing, like, recon, right?
Yeah, then students were bullying her for looking like she was in her 30s.
That gives me hope.
Including taunts that were white cracks early. You gotta hand it to teens. You cannot.
You can't get anything past the teen.
No.
They're.
I love white cracks early to like a 32-year-old. That's even rude to say to a 32-year-old.
Teens are actually shrewder than like most adults.
I know.
That is brutal.
And the bullies were disciplined, even though they were right all along. Damn it. No justice.
Can you imagine her, like, complaining about being bullied? Why is she a millionaire?
I don't know. Her friend said, why did you do this? I feel betrayed and confused. I think this is her. She literally is putting on, like, fake braces. That's
she literally looks like a 32-year-old woman. Wait, was her friend a... Whoa.
Wow.
Was her friend, like, a tween?
I think so.
Aww.
She's accused of masquerading as a troubled teenager for almost a year while working full-time as a social worker with unknown motives. She began her elaborate plot by pretending to be a troubled 16-year-old in mid-2022, shortly after she returned to work at the Department of Children and Families.
This is wild. Her
mom and grandfather passed away and left her with a large inheritance, maybe $1 million. That's hardly a millionaire.
Yeah, let's like they love to
pump the fucking brakes.
Yeah,
it's unclear why she was doing this for 3 years. She was doing other fraudulent shit.
I love that she's a social worker. She's helping her American
maybe she's
families.
She's like a character actor, just trying to get into character. She just started attending classes at a high school in Dorchester, where she stayed for around 7 months before transferring to a different high school for 2 months. I like that she decided, like, 16 is, like, too old. I need to go younger. And she went to 13.
16, I would have been like, okay. There are some 16-year-olds that just look like old people. But she looks... she looks old as shit. As a 13-year-old.
No, they found her out when she complained about being bullied by the teenagers.
Stop.
Girly, say nothing, my
also,
friend. You've got to just keep your trap shut.
Yeah, also,
don't
like...
draw attention to the one thing that's true.
Grow a spine, girlfriend.
I know.
You're in your 30s.
32.
Like, grow up. Dish it back. I love her. I love her going to the guidance counselor.
Uh-oh. She's sad.
Is that her picture?
Yeah, this is like her high school photo.
Let me see. Oh, like when she was actually in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I don't care. That is crazy. I love her, like, sweet friend being like, I'm betrayed.
I know.
Why did you do this to me?
She also did this in predominantly, it says the school was predominantly Black and Hispanic students who told her white cracks early. They're not suffering any fools.
They're not wrong. It's not like, this isn't like the 90s.
She posed as a fake social worker then and used a fake email she created to email the school on her own behalf to tell them about the bullying. She is a rat.
She's a psycho.
Oh my God. She wrote, Elle had a really bad day at school yesterday, cried all evening and doesn't want to go back. Elle is really sensitive about people commenting on her face and how she looks older. It's a huge trigger point for her.
Wait, I'm obsessed with this woman.
She said that Elle suffered from a genetic medical condition that prematurely aged her.
Like progeria?
Like Jack. She was like trying to out here to like Jack. And claimed she was a vulnerable victim of child trafficking that now lived with a foster family.
That's sick.
Then school staff worked out a plan for her return. Then the principal realized certain aspects of her story weren't adding up. Her email domain didn't match the correct address. Okay, like, get your shit together, girl. They couldn't find her birth certificate. She said her parents were dead. At some stage, she began living with a social therapist. She scammed her way into a behavioral care center which specialized in eating disorders.
Oh my God.
Then got a therapist from the center to like let her live with them. Oh, it was the therapist and the therapist's partner.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was like her own yeah. partner.
That's even better. I'm just gonna pretend that's the actual thing. This is sick. So she went and like tried to like...
Oh, this was her friend. That's so fucked up.
Wait,
she's so sweet.
Cute. Is that her other friend?
No, this is an adult.
Oh.
This is the mother, I think. That's like, what the fuck?
Why was there an
old white lady pretending to be a 13-year-old at this school? How did you guys let this happen?
Wait, her friend, that's going to make me cry, her friend.
I know.
Because, oh my God.
These are the people that like were her foster parents.
Wait, that's, I'm like, that girl who was her friend will be forever fucked up from that. She's always gonna be like, damn.
Wait, is this kind of funny, a funny coincidence? Is that the mother of her friend, Janelle, the mother's name is Robin Williams. You have to like see the irony there a bit. No?
Yeah.
If I was a Boston Globe reporter, I'd be like,
I would go like this.
I go, you ever see that movie, Jack?
And she go, yeah, I know.
I go, okay. We'll get back to
it. But that. this isn't like Josie Grossi, like Never Been Kissed. Like, this isn't like you can't go back in the 90s. And like, kids today are fucking smart as shit. And they're
ruthless.
They're merciless. And they will clock you in a second. No?
Her skin looks very glowy here. Her House of Cards came down in June 2023.
That is a wild story.
This is crazy.
And she never explained why she did it.
She later confessed. And then she told a reporter there is a reason. But her attorneys told her to shut the fuck up while her court case is going on. And then she said the truth will come out in time. But for now, it's a mystery.
This has got to be some like, this has got to be some, like, save the children QAnon thing.
She's like, boots on the ground, yeah. Save the children.
Yeah.
Unclear. Damn. The commitment. The female urge should just be young.
The female urge to impersonate a 13-year-old with braces.
The female urge to be, re-age yourself as 16, but then be like, not young enough, and then go 13.
The female urge to pose as a social worker to complain to a guidance counselor about your clients being bullied.
God. She really shouldn't have done that. She probably could have continued to get away with it.
Yeah, don't snitch.
You never snitch. Don't tell on your damn self.
No, don't never tattletale.
This is a lesson that you need to like stick up for yourself to bullies. If she had scared them and like fought them.
Said something weird.
Yeah. Or was like, yeah, I am fucking old. I'm fucking old as shit. I'll eat your soul. Yeah. And then they'd be like, what the fuck?
I'll eat your soul. I've been alive since 16,000
BC. And she could just be like, it's old ass Ellie. It's me, old Ellie.
What's
I
up?
Just look old.
How are you, children? How do you do, children? I'll eat your fucking soul.
I'll fucking end you, all your soul. And then they'd be like, what?
I've been alive for decades. Decades. I've seen it all.
Yeah, lean in. Sheryl Sandberg.
Yeah.
Don't
commit.
Get a fake email pretending to be a guidance counselor.
If you're gonna go this great, this unhinged commitment, you gotta commit the whole fucking way.
There's no crying in fraud.
She couldn't handle it.
She wasn't ready. Mm-mm. She couldn't handle the heat.
What if she was a CIA agent?
So close to a high school. What if I like went in there and was like, hey.
What if she was a CIA agent? They're like, you failed.
Yeah, she did a piss poor job.
Or she was like a spy.
What if she knew a kid that was like being abused, so then she was like just trying to kind of keep an eye on this kid?
If that's
kid.
The case, then she got a little too into it.
Yeah, there's other ways. There's other ways, mama.
Let's talk about kids who are adults who are pretending to be 13-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique
Podcast.
The Valley of the Mondrian. The Mondrian, again, is the most prominent player in this show. The Valley is the best show on TV, and I'm obsessed with it. And
The Valley is both, like, a horror movie and, like, a critical lens into adulthood, the child rearing years. Chrissy, friend of the pod, was like, this is Werner Herzog levels of, like, documentary. It is.
It is. Shout out to Chrissy Malazzo. Mm-hmm. No, it's
back
like
at the fucking Mondrian.
They are back at the dinner.
This is their Overlook Hotel, the Mondrian.
The editors spliced in a shot of a giant moon that was like too big. It was like Photoshop. It's like this huge ass full moon over the Mondrian. And I just wrote, I'm crying. The bazaar continues.
Dusk falls over the bazaar.
Jasmine asks, she goes, Michelle, what were you being protected by Kristen about? And Michelle goes, all right, everyone. Listen up, because you're only going to hear it once from me.
Get in here. I have something to say. And then she says absolutely nothing.
She goes, Kristen says that
The rumor is that Jesse told me that he's leaving me.
And I was like, this is a lie. And I'm like, Michelle, you're a fucking liar.
She's a bad liar.
She's a really bad liar. Jesse is an idiot and she's a liar.
Yeah.
So
the producers asked her to, they're like, does Kristen know any secrets? Like that she goes,
no,
no.
So wait, I was confused. Kristen said that Jesse said he was going to leave Michelle.
Mm-hmm. But Luke had told Kristen something that Jesse had said when they were having like a boys hang.
Yeah.
Where Jesse said, I don't see this marriage lasting longer than 6 months. Just saying like that we're on our last fucking legs. And then Kristen heard that in Doty language and said, Jesse said he's leaving Michelle.
But the reality is actually far worse, I think, and more.
The reality is that salacious. Michelle has a secret boyfriend of a year.
Who's like her man.
Yeah. And she's going to leave Jesse.
Yeah. And she goes, everyone listen up. You're only going to hear this one time and one time now. Kristen said, and everyone goes, but then everyone
Brittany
is kind of.
Has a fucking lime in her hand.
Yeah, she's going,
like, what?
She goes like that. No, but she always goes like that. Because it probably burns her throat. She has no lining. She's girded it up.
She's like, you're interrupting my shot. Get to the point.
Everyone's kind of. Everyone's kind of like, No one's buying it.
And no one's like surprised by any of this.
No, Jax is, of course, like, he's sus.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a little gossip. I'm obsessed with him.
He is a gossip, but he's
a little hen.
He's a good one. Like, I like the way he gossips because he's like not being fake about it.
I just wrote, Doty is literally an idiot. she's an idiot.
There's something wrong with her.
Yeah. Jesse goes, can we all just like make it known that Kristen just cannot come to group activities anymore?
And then Janet's like, well, she's not invited to anything that I'm at. And then Michelle's like, the rule now is that if Jesse and I are there, Doty can't come.
And then Nia goes, I have to leave because I'm lactating.
And she goes, oops, and then leaves. I love her. She's always got a heart out.
Yeah. The next day, Michelle brings smoothies home, sheepish guilt smoothies home to her and Jesse. And they just kind of like lie to each other about how close they feel.
They have the weirdest conversation where Jesse's like pretending that all of this is bringing them closer together and like he doesn't know about her having an affair.
He's like, Doty's meddling has actually like been really good for us. Like, I feel like we're like a united front. We're defending each other.
She's like this. Yeah.
And he goes, you know, I do have some paranoia that in his confessional that Michelle's cheating on me. Like, when we first got together, if I ever turned my phone over,
face down,
Michelle would always immediately clock it and like get mad. And he goes, but then in the last year or so, I started noticing she started turning her phone over.
And she like doesn't post on social media anymore.
He goes, the reason why he knows that he thinks she's up to something is because she stopped posting margarita boomerangs on Instagram. He goes, as soon as those stopped, I knew something was up. Because usually when she's out, she always posts a boomerang of her cheersing her drinks and her margaritas. And ever since a certain time, she stopped doing it when she'd go out without me. I was like, okay, that's so...
That's so specific, but I'm like, not no.
No, I'm like, that's something you notice.
Yeah. Man.
And he goes,
to be one of these people, to be in a place of like constant boomerang.
Oh, this is a boomerang group.
This is a boomerang crew for sure.
Do people still do boomerangs?
Do they?
Yeah. I know a few. I have a few.
It's time it's time to have a boomerang intervention.
If you are someone you know, someone you love is
boomeranging in this day and age.
Call this number for help.
In the year of our Lord 2024, they're putting boomerangs online.
We're going to put a hotline in our show notes.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, so anyway, Team Michelle and Jesse, and he puts a smoothie out for her to cheers, and she goes, mm-hmm, Team Michelle and Jesse. I was like, wow.
I love when he said, he was like, divorce is even part of my vocabulary. I made a commitment. I'm making this work. It's like, okay, you made a commitment to be like a fucking asshole, and
yeah.
Like, that's not making it work. Just like sticking something out or being like, we're just not getting divorced. It's like the wrong mindset.
Yeah, he's like, my parents are married. My grandparents died married. I was like, well, maybe I'm sure your grandfather was mean to your grandmother.
Yeah. I'm sure it was like, you come from generations of like heinous men.
Yeah. Kristen and Luke are driving in like the hills. Like, I think they're on like Mulholland or something.
Kristen's like this.
And she's going,
yeah, and I want to like,
I want to like
Michelle in my life. Like, yeah, I just want peace, obviously. And like, we can just learn to live in harmony. Like, I don't got it.
Luke is just
why
going,
is she like this the whole time?
Because she's so.
She's like, yeah, I have to lose her. Like, I don't know. I'll just fucking lose her.
It's going to be really hard, but like, I'll have to cut her out if I have to. I mean, I can't have that. And then I was just like, imagine driving her ass around while she just babbles.
God, about like truly nonsensical shit where it's like, your actions do not align with the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Is Luke now, do you think he's like waking up in this episode a little to how like, or do you think he's just for show and he's actually like, you're my girl forever?
Well, I think that he's like hellbent when he's like, I love Kristen Doty. She will be the mother of my child and she will be my bride. I was like, oh my God. He's picked her out to be his like Waco mistress.
Yeah. He's like, the stars have aligned for her to carry my children.
He's going to try and condition her, like mentally condition her to be normal. But like, ultimately, I love just knowing in my heart of hearts that Doty will prevail. Like, yeah, you can't tame her.
He's like, my body will be possessed by a great spirit that will be God, a mortal son,
like,
a mortal woman.
And she will lead our army into the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, he's just driving around and while she's going.
Well, she's going, I don't know. I just want, maybe we'll live in harmony. I'm like, maybe stop saying to cameras when you're mic'd up that Michelle's been like fucking someone for a year.
Janet is still pregnant.
She is still pregnant. The rumors are true. Okay. I feel like I'm hearing a lot of people kind of get like, I think there's like Janet blowback going around.
Really?
Because I've experienced people being like, I don't like Janet, I don't trust her, like she's getting the pregnancy pass, like, but she's just like a gossip monger and just a busybody.
Yeah, but
I haven't made up my mind yet,
but she also admits that she's like, I love to talk shit.
Yeah,
like she's telling us who she is.
Mm-hmm.
She appeared in like one of the early seasons of Vanderpump, and I was, or like season six or something, and I gasped.
Rotten Hill.
But she kind of does some cross promo of Vanderpump Rules, and she's like, "Well, Katie, Sheena, and Katie were talking about how Jax is very like philandering still, and like he has a lot of infidelities." And then we cut to that Vanderpump Rules scene, and I was like, "Ugh, they love it."
Yeah.
The effortless crossover.
She's running her mouth, but she's running her mouth to her husband, Jason.
And she's running her mouth in a way that I like, because I want to hear all this.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I talked to Jasmine, and Jasmine said that Jax knows what Kristen is referring to when she talks about protecting Michelle's secrets.
Yeah.
So what I want to know is what the secrets are.
And she goes, and is Jax sort of like trying to put off the attention on his indiscretions?
Right? Indiscretions.
By triangulating over to what Kristen's up to. She goes, Jax, he's like a police flashbang. And I was like, whoa, ACAB.
I kind of like her husband because he's just like a listener.
He's a lawyer.
But then he's also like, you can tell he's like zoned out and doesn't care.
Yeah. He's like,
fuck. But he'll like snap back into it when the time's right to be like, yes, honey.
Doty and Luke go to the fertility doctor to check on her
follicles.
And turns out she's fertile as fuck.
She's got 5 good follicles. That's all you need.
She's a machine. I go, she's lived hard.
I'm obsessed with her going, Luke and I have been having unprotected sex. I was like, since you met.
Yeah.
Probably. Like, I imagine Doty having unprotected sex her entire life.
She's never worn a condom.
Kind of, I get that vibe from her.
Remember
I mean, I'm not like great at having protected sex, so I'm not one to talk. Yeah, but like, I know it. I know my fellow raw dog sisters when they make themselves. I go, you and me, girly.
I see you. Skin to skin. Her doctor's like, she's like, he's been.
She's like, he's jizzing up in my fucking cunt all day, and all I'm doing is like, I've been.
And the doctor's like,
mm-hmm.
The doctor's like,
well, let's get in there and see what's what.
Yeah.
He's like, he's inside her.
I know. And
it's very jarring to be like, now inside Kristen's
vagina
and uterus,
and looking at and talking about her follicles.
I know. It just feels like God, we know this woman very well.
Yeah, and she's
we know
like,
her from like the inside like, out.
She's like, oh,
she's like, what's a consensus, doc?
She has like a gun pointed at him under the thing, and then if he doesn't tell her she has like 5 good follicles, she's gonna blow his fucking brains out.
She's like, all right, tell me the good news, doc.
How many follicles are there?
She like has a switchblade on her leg. She has like a holster on her leg with a pistol aimed right at his fucking dick.
Follicles are bust.
Luke wants like a hearty woman.
Follicles are bust.
She's a beer wench.
Like, what if she's like truly there's no follicles left, but she's threatened this doctor's life to tell her because Luke wants like a hearty woman to bear his seed.
He's like my
he
child
is
would lead,
looking for like
he's like my child would lead the militia to destroy.
He is looking for Kristen to like birth an army. He's of militia. For,
yeah, his son will be the he's
a her, child soldier.
He had a dream where his son was the leader of the militia that would overthrow the U.S. government. Kristen,
he was like planning. He was like, by 2024, I will my wife Kristen Doty, mother of my children, will have had 2 children whom I can train. They will be walking by the time they're 5 months old. Together, we will storm the Capitol. They will be armed and adept.
Goes, by the year 2050, my son leading my son and my other son.
He's not on his, track right now.
No, he's like
because
the leader
of Kristen's
and the lieutenant.
Follicle ruse.
Tell us who we straight, Doc.
And he's like, fuck.
What's a follicle count?
So she's got 5 and
she's good to go.
Finally
he's like,
relieved.
He's like, go on and
he's
keep
like,
fucking.
That is great for a woman of your advanced age. And she's like, thank you so much. Getting older is just like such a cruel slap in the face.
So,
but you simply gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Over at Casa de Cauchy, Cruz is having OT, and Brittany's mom and Mama are still there, and Brittany's like,
fuck my eye, I got pink eye, my eye's red, it's been hurting so much. Oh gosh darn it, my eye really hurts. I think in the whole kerfuffle the other night it got scratched.
She's like her glasses on, and then Jax keeps going, shh, stop, He's like, I was like, you shut up, mister.
God, I hate that vibe.
He's like, Cruz, like, we need to give him respect and space. Like, no one talk. And then he goes,
we can't be in here.
We can't be in here. And then Sherry and Mamma are like, yes, sir. And Brittany's like, oh, Jax. And then Jax.
She goes, if Jax tells me one more time to shut my pie hole, I'm going to give him a what's for and knock the damn fire out of him.
She goes, I'm going to stick this foot so far up his ass, he's going to be licking my toes till next year.
And then
she goes, sweet, Mamma.
And then,
Mama, get out here.
He's whispering, and then he goes, hey, Brittany, where are my fucking glasses? What is he? He's like,
he goes, where are my glasses?
Where are my glasses? Like, he starts yelling.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
She goes, get on outside. Scoot.
Janet and Jason come over for some reason. I'm like, oh, I don't really care about these people. I'm sorry. I'm kind of like.
Janet and Jason?
They're fine.
I know. I don't care about them either.
I mean, I like when she. I don't know. I'm just kind of like.
They're not doing it for me, though. Yeah, they come over and talk about something. I don't know.
I like their little, like, cabana that they have.
They do. Brittany, say what you will, she makes gorgeous.
Her
she
house,
makes a gorgeous home.
Her house is, well, it has. She has, like.
She's been able to express herself, and while it's not my taste, I think it's, like, cohesive. And
it's,
like,
it's a cohesive taste that I wouldn't pick, but I'm actually, like. I'm pleased with it.
Me too.
I think there's like, if I walked in there, I'd be like, this is really tasteful and nice.
Yeah, she did something with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, everyone else's home is like, but like, theirs is like, weirdly the most like, I know we've talked about it, but I continue to be shocked that they have the most vibey home.
I am though, there's one piece of decor that they
Which
have.
Which one? Because I think I know what you're talking about.
The huge clock.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
And there's some weird art. I'm not talking about like the art. I'm talking about like.
Just the furniture and the general like cushions and like.
It's cushy.
Furnishings. I'm not mad at.
No.
They have some hanging kind of big swing in the cabana that looks like a floating couch of some sort. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, girl. You really got after it, girl.
I like this place,
Brit. You make a nice house.
Jax is like the realty is that Michelle is stepping out on Jesse.
Mm-hmm. And he knows it. But then Janet's like, are you stepping out?
And then Brittany goes, oh.
Oh, man. She goes,
poor
that's the thing about Jax. I knew he's always going to, there's always going to be rumors about him.
I feel bad. Like, I just, things can't get any worse. You're sitting next to your husband that, like, deeply resents you and is downright mean to you and, like, is probably cheating on you, and you have pink eye.
I know. Who only valued you for your looks and your body.
And then he made you change everything about yourself.
And then now you've bore him a son, a gorgeous son. And he wants nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And won't make you feel sexy and won't take you on date nights.
Mm-hmm. And you have pink eye.
And your eye got scratched by one of Gay Zach's wig hairs.
Yeah. One of his toupees slashed your iris.
It's like silicone hair. Yeah. Fucking cut your retina wide open. Now you're stuck wearing your Betty Boop glasses.
Yeah. Nia is a woman on the brink.
She's on the fucking brim.
It's almost like this is like, I know it's good. This is like important to like have this plot line, but I'm also just like,
you know,
I'm kind of like, this is, can't we just keep it about like tawdry, trashy things?
She's like spiritually deeply affected by this.
She is like really struggling with her postpartum. I think having twins is probably, I can't even imagine.
And having all those kids
under like 2 years, like it's crazy.
It can't.
I think she's a real, she seems like a very nice person. I think she's unfortunately just like too normal to be like, she should not be on the show.
No,
she's really boring and also just
and
like
too nice
and like Christian. Not that that's, but like she's just kind of has that like vibeless Christian thing,
mm-hmm.
where you're just sort of like,
I have like a blank stare a bit.
And I mean, she is talking. I mean, she's keeping it real. She's keeping it very real.
She's getting real, but
she calls her sister-in-law, who's like now become sort of like a postpartum
coach of some sort,
or like a, I guess like a midwife. Like, what do they call those?
Not a midwife.
No, not a midwife. The other.
I don't know.
Doula.
I was like,
she's like a postpartum doula.
For all the like, they hyped her up really hard, and then the whole time she was on the FaceTime, she was like, yeah, you'll be fine. It's fine. Give it some time. Yeah, give it some time. It's normal. I was like,
that sound? Oh,
They're like doing some construction.
And it was very like me talking to my psychiatrist on like telehealth, being like, can you just refill my pills?
And yeah, she's like, how's it going? Everything good? And I'm like, great, same as usual. No, I'm doing good. Just want to get the pills. Thanks. And then our call lasts 2.5 minutes.
She goes, have you had any cravings? No. She goes, are you going to your AA meetings? Yep. Okay.
She goes, you still chanting? You meditating? You know, go work out? I go, yep, yep, yep. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
She goes, Nia goes, I've been praying about it. I was like, oh. I think your sister's like probably like a religious counselor type person.
She seemed like she was wearing scrubs.
Oh yeah, true. Okay.
I don't know. I got the sense that she was like over Nia.
Yeah. They're giving me all like mega church.
I'm excited to see what they bring to the table outside of just like breeding.
Yeah. Jax and Brittany go to a tantric sex coach named Janelle, who has a like a bindi.
Jax is like, get in the fucking car, Britt. And she gets in the car. She's like, where are we going?
Date night.
They drive like two doors down. And it's like literally.
He goes, get inside.
Get in there.
They walk into this tantric sex coach's house. And I was truly so excited. I thought we were going to get like real sex vibes. Yeah. I was like taken back to a place of 1997 when couples would just like fuck on like triangular sponges.
In weird lofts. And like Tribeca.
Yeah. And like, just like all give each other hand jobs while like a teacher walked around and like pushed their like groins together. And then this woman said that I'm sorry, but like if you're a tantric coach, you can't say this anymore to people. You can't talk about soul gazing anymore.
Yeah, she's like, so Jack's like, is this a sex room? And she's like, no, this is not the sex room. She goes, come on up. She goes, sit down. And she goes, so I know that you guys are trying to reconnect. And Brittany goes, yeah, you know, I just want to put on some lingerie and a sexy heel just because I'm usually in mommy mode. And the sex coach goes, yes, I saw that when you walked in. I was like, you fuck. Brittany. And then Brittany has literal, like, her eye is like so engorged because it's so swollen and like allergic to something. She's like, yeah, I saw that when you walked in. You look like...
Damn, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then...
Brittany looked good in this moment. She's in her tight little leopard
print. Yeah, I thought she looked really cute.
Yeah. Tight little set. Yoga set. She goes, I thought we were going to yoga class, but here we are in the tantra.
Brittany, there's some rumor that Jax had an affair with a woman in Atlantic City. Is that what I heard? Did I hear that correctly? Is that what I heard?
I don't know. Let's look. We gotta get to the bottom of this.
I'm pretty sure I heard...
Not AC.
I know, not Atlantic City. Having an affair in Atlantic City is like, whoa. Oof.
I wouldn't put it past him.
He like was hosting some night at like Harrah's. Oh.
No, it's like all about addressing the cheating rumors and debunking them. Oh, wait, here's a Reddit thread. Yeah, I mean, I do think that if they're having sex twice a year, I don't think he's just like not having sex.
No, I think he's...
Right?
Yeah, him specific. I mean, maybe another guy, maybe... If there was any other person, I'd be like, okay, maybe they're just not...
I'm getting the sense that he would be easy to fuck.
Yeah, I think his history says that.
I'm kind of into him.
Jax?
Ugh. There's just something that's like...
He's a pig. He's like pig sex.
You wanna have pig sex.
And he goes, all right, I want you two to look at each other and soul gaze. And Jax is like... He's like, I'm really seeing her. I really want this to work. And then we cut to Brittany, and she's like thinking, and they get like a flashback of all her fighting, and it's echoing. And she goes, here I go. Where's my date night, 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 night? Where's my romantic night, 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 night? She's over him.
I know. She's really fed up. All it would take is one date night. Like, the bar is so low. All you have to do is take her on date night.
Jax is like, I really think we got a lot out of this. And Brittany goes, yeah. I was like, oof.
I love when he goes, Brittany is the mother of my child. She's my best friend. She's my soulmate, I guess. And I was like, okay, wow. Well, you're over it too.
Yeah, fuck you both. And the woman goes, good, good.
I love her bindi. And I was like, God, she's going to make them. I literally, in my mind, I was like, she's going to make them like sit across from each other and like stare at each other for 5 minutes.
That's what they did.
And that's exactly what they did. Except the way she put her spin on it was like, now I want you to put your hands like this. And then you put your hand like this.
And then they like held hands. Who like is this woman? Penguin.
She's a lying
you're
ass.
You're a fake ass bitch. Like, I could run these out of my apartment if
she's
I really
a liar.
Wanted to.
She's just like, she just got bored one day and posted.
And then hold them, just the like, and Brittany's like this.
Like so?
Like this.
She goes, oh, we fit together like a Jenga board. I'm obsessed with how uncomfortable Jax is with Luke when they go bowling. Jax is like, he knows. Jax can sniff out a militiaman. They go bowling at like 1 p.m.
I was like, don't you guys have jobs?
And it's him, Jason, and Luke, and there's one random person bowling, and she's like some middle-aged woman that literally looks like she's about to fall over because the ball is too heavy for her. I was like, well, where is this place?
A deserted bowling alley.
Jax is basically like, look, Luke, I actually think you're cool. He's like, I don't think you understand, like, Kristen is a compulsive liar and is like severely.
She's unwell.
Unhinged. And like she has been. I've known her for 20 years and she's never changed. And like.
No, I would argue even that she's gotten worse.
He's like, I don't think you understand that about her. And Luke. And I was like, he's telling Luke this. And Luke, I thought he was going to be really defensive, but he like listened.
He's like, okay.
Yeah. He's like, maybe she's
because
not the mother.
Because he knows he has to deprogram his.
He's like, maybe I got it wrong. Maybe she's not the mother of the savior militiaman.
He's like, I got to go test some things. I have to have some hard conversations to find out if she truly will lead the militia to 2024 justice.
I wrote, I will convert to Christianity if it means Nia and Danny leave that apartment. I will join their church. If they fucking move and I never have to see that.
I need them.
They need to leave.
I thought they were moving because they said like, it's time to move.
Well, no, they're going. They get dinner with Michelle and Jesse, who are realtors. So they're gonna like maybe have them like give them advice. And Danny's pitching to move to Santa Clarita.
Well, I'm sure that's like what they can afford.
No, I know. I'm not even judging. It's like fine out there. It's just far as fuck.
It's far away. He's like, this is what we can afford. And then Nia's like, no, let's go to WeHo or Miracle Mile. When she said that, I was like, damn, just being in Los Angeles and Angeleno and knowing real estate prices in various neighborhoods, I was like, girl.
Well, when she says Miracle Mile, Danny goes, okay. He's like, you're thinking in miracles because. We're on a Santa Clarita budget.
Here, yeah. There's a house down the street for like $4 million.
Yeah.
That's like truly nothing to write home about.
No. And she's like, well, we'll go look at the Santa Clarita house, but like, I'm not. It's a little far for me.
She's like, I can't have this conversation, none of this back and forth right now.
And then she cries.
And then they start talking about like the interpersonal drama they're all experiencing, and she immediately starts weeping.
And then somehow Danny
is just using all of her baby stuff to like get out of having to like talk about anything.
Maybe.
Like every time like
it's a
hard
cover.
Stuff comes up, she's like, oh, my boobs are leaking. Or she's like crying. She's like, baby blues.
Yeah.
I would be obsessed with her if that was the case.
Then Jesse and Danny kind of like do have like guy talk on the side. And then Michelle, Nia's fully weeping in this like restaurant and they're like clearing out all the tables and chairs. And Michelle goes, you can call me anytime. I'm always here.
Okay, someone had said this before, and I was giving Michelle, like, the pretty pass, but someone was like, I don't think she's that smart. And then I was like, that's so rude, just because she's beautiful, you're thinking that. And then I was watching this episode, and I was like, I don't think she's that
I think
smart.
She's smart in a certain way.
In, like, a DocuSign way?
Yeah.
In, like, an Excel spreadsheet way?
She's like cunning and like an administrative and Excel.
Like she
way.
Can like take the test. She can take like standardized testing and do well.
Yeah.
But like with everything else, like with lying or just like acting.
But then she luckily married someone even dumber. No.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Jesse's
they're kind of a match made in hell.
They're actually Jesse's a dumb dumb. No?
I don't know.
Brittany's getting all ready because she and Jax are going to have an overnight date. Date night. And she goes, Jax finally schedules a date night, but he waits till my mom leaves to schedule an overnight date night. I mean, what? So they've enlisted Janet and Jason to watch Cruise for the night and like practice baby stuff.
And I was like, thank God Brittany's finally getting the date night of her dreams. But then I was like, God, I wonder where they're going to go. Like, I'm so excited. Like, Brittany must be just like thrilled on the edge of her seat. Like, where could Jax possibly take her? That's like a beautiful date night location for just like
Malibu,
a gorgeous
Nobu.
Yeah, maybe go up to Santa Barbara for the night. Oh yeah, Ojai would be beautiful.
Even Palm Springs.
Even go maybe down to Newport.
Yeah,
or Laguna Beach.
The Mondrian, the bazaar.
They literally go back to the bazaar.
Jax, he walks in, he goes, oh, look at this penthouse. Wow, amazing. I was like, God, Jax.
What the
fuck? Fuck you. Leave the vicinity. We need to move away from the Mondrian.
You couldn't just go like any other hotel.
No. They've got some deal.
Yeah, maybe, but it's like, also like, this isn't date night.
Does he have like a stake in the Mondrian now?
No.
Did he invest?
It's not right.
Meanwhile, Luke confronts Kristen about just being unhinged in general.
It doesn't go that well.
And the vertical blinds are in the back slightly clacking in the air conditioner.
You know what else I noticed? They have not one, but two refrigerators full size.
Well, they've got something in the other one.
It's Dahmer vibes when you have two refrigerators. They have a refrigerator in the kitchen and then a refrigerator in the living room.
The living room refrigerator. I think
their refrigerator in the living room is right next to their couch.
I think he just stores cum. Like Savior Militia cum.
It seems like, yeah, like he's freezing tons of cum so that he can just deposit it in Kristen.
Kristen is basically like, he's like, I'm really concerned. Like, you hear something, and then the way you repeat it is like not
at all, and not even remotely close to the thing that someone just told you.
And instead of being like, I'm hearing you, and I'm gonna like, I should talk to someone. She goes, okay, so we've nipped this in the bud, right? And she's like staring off, and he goes, yeah.
She goes, no, because you told me that Jesse's leaving Michelle. And he goes, I literally did not say that. I said that Jesse said he doesn't see their relationship lasting for longer than 6 months. And she goes, oh, well, I can see and I accept that what I heard and what I said may have been different. And I was like, you're not understanding.
And she goes, so are we done now? We're good. We're all good. Like, please, like, we can't be bad. Like, let's just be good. And I was like,
he goes, the thing is, like, if we make it through this, like, I'm going to want, like, I need to know that you're like not going to do that. And she goes, if don't say if, don't freak me out. It's not if, it's when we make it through this. And I was like, oh
yeah,
things aren't good.
No,
this is not. I would love for him to conduct an experiment in front of cameras where he's like, I'm going to tell you something, and then you just repeat it back to me.
Yeah, what is that? Okay, don't
say
it.
It's borderline. It is.
I felt for her in this moment. She seemed like
she's
unable to face a reality, some kind of reckoning with herself of some kind, like that she needs some help to. And I know she's done therapy, but she needs to,
it's
like...
It's not working.
She needs to find some other method. Or...
She does need to get sober. There, we said it.
There, I said it.
Yeah, she needs to do some serious soul searching.
Because if you're the bride of a militia leader, like, you need to be sober.
And you need to be strong.
Because you need to be, like, ready to go at all times.
And he needs to know that he can tell you orders that you're going to tell, like, all your followers... And that you're going to repeat word for word what your husband and father to your militia Jesus told you. And if he can't trust that, then, like, what can he trust?
I know. Jax and Brittany are just, they're having a real struggle at the Mondrian.
Jax is really, like,
he's just
dropping
mean.
The ball and dice.
He's so mean. Jax is, like, he basically, like, tries to frame Brittany as, like, not caring about her son. And she's like, literally, he's like the thing I care about most in this world, like, which I believe. And Jax is like, she's like, you said last month that you want to have a kid, another kid. And he's like, I just like, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah. And he's like talking about this bar that he's opening. But I'm like, this bar shares, like, it's not like you're opening a restaurant from scratch. Like, this is on the back, like sharing a kitchen. Essentially, you're opening a patio on an already existing restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he's kind of walking back the, like, let's have a second kid discussion. And then he's, like, tries to do a shitty thing where he's, like, I mean, I, like, we have to work. Like, you don't understand, like, what work is. And it's, like, she's, like, what? And he's like, I got this house. Like, where do you think this house comes from? She's like, we both put in the same amount of money to like get this house.
That was crazy.
That was shitty.
He goes, I'm a planner, Brett. And she goes, you don't. She goes, what do you mean you don't do anything? She's,
I do everything.
And he goes, wow. Wow, that was a low blow. That was a low blow. And he gets up and walks into the other room.
Why couldn't you just give Brittany one good date night? All you had to do.
They didn't even start their date night. This was like in the first. Why did I just have a Boston accent?
They didn't even start their date night.
They didn't even start the date night. But they didn't even eat their. They like just finished their meal, or like it was during the meal.
These poor cooks that like wheeled up like a. I was like, this is disgusting.
I love. I'm gonna need to work a ton. It's like, oh, he wants to leave her.
He does.
He wants to be.
He wants her to leave him because guys like that don't break up with.
No.
They don't break up when they.
Well,
want to.
According to next week, it looks like he might be getting his wish.
I love that.
He goes, so we're going to tell everyone that. He says that in the preview for next week. He goes, we're going to tell everyone that you're moving out. And she goes, why do I have a pit in my stomach?
But are they like. What's the truth? I guess they are separated, but they probably fucked in Washington.
Yeah, or it's for the show.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I just want Brittany to have one good date night.
She needs to have a good date night. She needs.
She's one. That's all one it takes. Date night.
And you know, a date night doesn't need to be like an extravagant thing. Like you just go to a movie. Yeah. That's a date night.
You could take her to dinner.
And then like.
Tell her she looks beautiful.
And then eat her out in her car.
Mm-hmm.
Or just like.
Or just finger her.
Yeah.
Or just like feel her. All you have to do is like be like, you're so sexy.
Hell, she go, hell, I didn't even go to Chick. She go, hell, I didn't even go to Wendy's. That's a date night.
Yeah.
Date night is anything. Date night, Brittany's, she's not.
Date night is more about a
state of mind.
Yeah. Than like. And specific action. You will have to eat her out until she comes, unfortunately for Jax, because I don't think he's interested in having any sort of sexual contact with her whatsoever. You're gonna have to walk back your boundary on that.
Date night is a state of mind. He's taking it, he's too literal. He's obtuse and intentionally.
He needs to get in date night mindset.
He knows what a date night is though, and he's just being a little bitch.
If I was her and I finally was getting my date night and then I was taken to the Mondrian, I would debt the vest. I would. I'd go full Militia Luke and I would set it ablaze.
He supplied her with like a vest.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, take it down.
She goes, I'll do my mission. I would light that place on fucking fire. I would just scream and just flames would come out of my mouth.
Flames.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. God damn it. Go to the Belmont.
God, you could go anywhere. You could go back to the Moment Hotel.
The Moment would be a date night.
That would be a date night. There's a hotel near here that has always been like the scariest motel I've ever seen.
What's it called? Don't blow it up. No pun intended.
But it's close. You would recognize it. It's like across. It's like on Curson and Beverly, across from Trelawney. Oh. You know that hotel with the big window and the plants,
the atrium.
Yeah,
yeah.
That has gone through a total rebrand, but it is still the same cursed locale, and
put
it's
lipstick
called
on a pig.
The Life Hotel now. LYFE. I'm dead over it.
You can put lipstick.
I saw it the other day when I was at the post office. And I was like, not the Life Hotel. Girl, you give me life. They painted it white and they put...
Girl, you're giving me life.
You give me life in this hotel. I was like...
You can put lipstick on a pig. You can put lipstick on a...
They really are trying to
It used to
be
called It was called like the Cambridge Arms or something. It was some weird like... It had like a strangely British name.
Yeah, it was like bizarre. I remember like... I knew someone who once he was like, I got really fucked up and like went too hard like on mushrooms and booze and like ran down the street and ended up in that hotel in the lobby. So like hollering and had to be like carted out of that hotel. And I was like, girl, like that is a rock bottom for sure. But like now it's Life Hotel. I was like, do not do
that. That's the next hotel, Ziggy.
It is giving Moment. It's also like an orange and black.
Hot damn, go to Hotel Ziggy.
Go to Ziggy, God. It's not that hard to have date night.
He didn't put much thought into it.
He doesn't give a shit. He's giving her
an out.
the message right now loud and clear. Mm-hmm. I don't care about your date nights. Never have.
But we do, Brittany.
We do. And I want Brittany to get all the date nights of her dreams.
But I do love the ballet.
Yeah, it's good. It's really, it is life affirming.
Let's give a shout out to our date nights.
Let's talk about our little date nightlets. Oh my goodness. Let's see. We'll start from the bottom. Jeffrey Pratima.
RJ.
Jenny Hogan.
Kim Lucas.
Emily.
Nick Sedaris.
David from Switzerland.
Patron of the Farts.
Orlando Kitmore. Kathy Vist. Mariah Carey. Cheeseburger Bay. Owsley Robinson. Matthew Thomas.
Date night.
Rose Stanley.
Date night.
Timothy Shield.
Date night.
Mike Earhart.
Date night.
Mary.
Date night.
Mazatol.
Date night.
Jessica Hernandez.
Date night.
Lady Swamp, which gives no fuck.
Date night.
Bridget Wasowski. Danielle McMillan.
Brittany Ryan Wise.
Rachel Knight.
Brooke Johansson.
Lucy from London. Lucy from Date Night.
No. Two Sarah, Lucys?
Sarah, no, there's a...
Lucy from Date Night.
Sarah Elizabeth from Boston. Date Night. Jean Sapienza from Date Night.
Date Night.
Emily Vaughn from Date Night. Sophie from Date Night. Rachel from Date Night. DJ Date Night.
Makeup Fresh from Date Night.
Pia from Date Night. Alex Delisle from Date Night. Guys, thank
you. God love you.
God love you for putting up with this.
Stay with us on this valley journey.
Yeah.
And we'll buy tickets to our tour.
SexyUniquePodcast.com. Bye. Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more stuff and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.